for Change bei Staufen.
Hello and welcome to our podcast for Change. My name is Thilo Gresake and I am partner at Staufen AG. We at Staufen AG believe that inside every company, there's an even better one. And in our podcast, we sit down with experts and customers to discuss how the transformation can be managed. And therefore, I'm very glad to welcome my dear colleague Dario Spinola today. Dario is the Managing Director of Staufen Brazil, and today we will talk about 20 years Staufen Brazil. Hi Dario, great that you are here.
Hello Thilo, hello everyone. I'm quite happy for being here today for this podcast for Change.
Dario has worked as consultant and interim manager for more than 20 years, mainly in China and Brazil. He was our vice general manager at Staufen China for many years. And now for the last 6 years, he led Staufen Brazil as a general manager. Dario, how was the market in Brazil 20 years ago when Staufen Brazil or Staufen Taktica was found? Which potentials have you seen back then in the market, and what has encouraged you to become a consultant?
All right. Thank you for asking, Thilo. Well, I'm very proud of being one of the founders of Taktica. Taktica was a lean consulting company at this very beginning, 20 years ago. I founded with one former professor in one very high, very good university in Campinas, in São Paulo State. So Paulo Lima was this main professor and founder of Taktica. And then at that time, we believed the market was booming. Brazil was just after, again, I would say, a recession. So many companies investing to grow, many international companies, European, American companies, coming to Brazil, investing in the country. So we identified a very good opportunity for starting with a lean company, lean consulting company, because we believed many companies needed to establish right processes, proper layouts, in order to better, organize their shop floors. Everything at that time was very much related to factory, right? To a lot of the industry in the country was, largely being invested in terms of capacity, in terms of new technologies at that time, right? Mostly related to automation, so that could provide a better production output. And then from our side was a good opportunity. This was the main reason that encouraged us for starting something new. And lean was also new. At that time, lean, we were not talking about whole transformation, holistic transformation as we speak today. It was more related to bring Japanese techniques, Japanese tools and methods into production sites, so that operations could perform better in terms of quality, in terms of productivity, less space used, better utilization of manpower, right, headcount, and then lean was something new, completely new at that time, at end of 90s, beginning of years 2000. So it was a very good encouragement for ourselves in starting this kind of business.
Coming from the view back 20 years ago, which is quite a time, how about today? What distinguishes the Brazilian economy today?
That's a very good question. Actually, even today or back 20 years or back 40 years, Brazilian economy is very much dependent on, I wouldn't say regulation, but how the policies, how the macro economy defined by the politicians, somehow between brackets, regulates the economy in terms of controlling tax, so especially on tax, on foreign exchange. So we have our own currency, which is quite, I would say, quite stable. Brazilian reais is quite stable since 1994. But we still depend on foreign exchange, US dollars or euros, right? So Brazilian economy is very much dependent on that, with a lot of ups and downs. As I mentioned, 20 years ago, it happened that we were just out of a recession, and then the country was booming, a lot of the products being exported, a lot of the needs of a globe, worldwide speaking, there were demand. So it was a very good incentive for the country to enhance and to invest in the industry for expanding or for increasing the GDP. Nowadays, let us speak for the past 3-4 years, not last year because of the pandemic and also this year, but we are still, let's say, coming after recovering after recession we had in 2014-15. We have a lot of capacity in place. So the country now is full in terms of capacity. If you go to automotive sector, machinery sector, or even let's say other industry related to equipment, we have a lot of capacity that are promising in terms of for the upcoming years. So we are prepared to grow again in the upcoming years. But the main point will be how to grow in an efficient way, right? This is a question to discuss later on.
Besides machinery, what you already mentioned, what are the typical fields of expansion within the Brazilian industry?
Well, currently, we can say that agribusiness used to be a very strong sector in the country. So we have, Brazil is a large country, a lot of land. So this for the past, let's say, decades and centuries, the investment and the exploration on the agribusiness, agriculture especially, is quite large. Nowadays, this sector has become one of the leading sector in the country, agriculture products, for domestic market, for export as well. Food industry coming, which is very much correlated and connected with agribusiness, is also one of the booming markets, booming sectors, again, for local domestic demand and export to many countries in Asia, in Europe, and North America. We can also say that consumer goods has been also recently, in the past 2-3 years, is growing. More specifically, to cope with global demand, some commodities like steel, iron. Brazil is very rich in terms of commodities, a lot of mining reserves we can find in the country, especially for ores that goes to steel and iron. So I would say in a nutshell that agribusiness, food, and few commodities like steel are the mostly expanding industries in the that is contributing to the economy, to the Brazilian economy.
Looking at Brazil from the consultant's perspective, where do you see the greatest potential for optimization?
Very good question, Tilo. As I mentioned, Brazil is very large, right? I think if we compare with Germany, I don't have the right figure in my mind, but I can say that we have, in terms of territory, land equivalent to 10 times, 10 or more times Germany in within the country, right? So you can imagine the greatest potential is related to transportation, logistics. So how to move products around, since raw material, semi-finished products, and final products, If you are producing the meat of the country, how to bring it to the coast, that you go to a port and then ship it in a ship and then send to elsewhere. And we see as we are lean consultants, right? As we are consultants always seeking for optimization and waste. We know that transportation is one of the seven wastes. And I would say this is the largest potential in the country. On top of that, we don't have in the country the main transportation way are trucks. So believe it or not, we explore very few on trains for big loads. We use trains, we use the railways, but mostly related to move commodities, not for final products or not largely explored. So highways and trucks are the main, let's say, ways of moving parts around. And in many cases, many companies that we work with, logistics account for maybe 8% of the total cost of the product, sometimes a little bit lower to 6%, and in other cases, up to 10-12%. It's a lot. So we have a lot of opportunity in working with optimization in terms of transportation that will increase the industry competitiveness, let's say product competitiveness within the country and globally speaking as well, exporting those products to other countries.
You mentioned the lean principles. Looking at Germany, most of the production plants already are largely organized according to lean principles. How is that picture in Brazilian plants?
Well, we have a very high mixtures of companies in the country. I would say that we have the local Brazilian companies, most of them family-owned, or in the past were family-owned companies founded 50, 60, or even 100 years ago. Small mid-size, and a few large-size companies on this category of companies, domestic companies or local Brazilian companies. On the other hand side, we have international companies, many, many international companies in the country, European companies, American companies, Asian companies. So Asian companies in the country have increased a lot in the past 20 years as this they took this advantage of the booming of the market when the market was open in the 90s. And then I would say it's a mixture, Chilo, that of some of the advanced companies, Asian companies are okay, more organized in terms of lean principles, more optimized. They are streamed, organized in a streamed way, oriented with a CI, continuous improvement mindset in place. Of course, with a lot of room for improvement, but somehow having their influence on their mother companies, well, wherever those companies are located, in Europe, Germany, as you mentioned, too, as a comparison, but no matter where they're located. On the other hand side, the other companies, which are in numbers quite huge, we have many, many mid-size, small size, and a few large companies that are still trying to catch up the adoption of lean principles. Some of the leading companies, like I would say Embraer is okay, so they're also leading this transformation for being more optimized. So the requirements of the product and the process in order to be competitive in the market is quite high, right? So some of those large companies, they took a step ahead many years ago. But I would say that in general, there is a long way to go for Brazilian companies to adopt properly the lean principles, which for us as lean consultants, as transformation consultants, are a good sign. I hope I have a job for many years to go, but in general, still many rooms for adopting lean principles.
Sounds good and promising. Beside that, is there anything else you would say that Brazilian companies can still learn from German companies and vice versa, of course?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I would mention two things that in my perspective, at the best of my knowledge about German companies, two things that I would mention. First of all is how important we could learn more to the engineering side, robustness of the product, to really design products in a more robust way. So a bulletproof product, so to speak. So this is something to improve. Sometimes we have this pressure of time to market, and we don't spend much time on engineering the product, designing the product, and the sacrifice. Also, I know and I can understand the pressure of price, because if we put a lot of efforts of designing high standard products, at the end of the day, the price won't be competitive in the local market, right? Compared with in Germany. But this is something we can learn more to be also optimized in designing new products with a high quality, and so that they can be somehow competitive in the market. That's one thing. The second thing I would mention that we can learn from German companies, and also I would say German culture, is about discipline. So I know my friend, my colleague Thilo, and other Germans, how important discipline are. Just to mention one very little and very important thing, time. What time we have a meeting? It's 9 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock, no matter what time, discipline is there, right? Brazilian, we have this Brazilian way of, all right, it is accepted in the culture to be a little bit late. Right. I'm just using this very very simple example to mention about discipline. We do have issues of also to an opportunity to learn related to discipline in other matters, of course. Well, vice versa, what German companies would learn from us? Maybe I would say this flexibility. In one hand side, discipline is quite strong and good. Maybe this is also somehow part of the how we can quickly adapt things, adjust and be flexible. Knowing a little bit German culture, I can say that the Brazilians are somehow very much flexible in several aspects, in many sense. This would be something that could exchange in terms of we can learn to be more disciplined, and maybe you can learn for being a little bit more flexible, so to speak, very general speaking, of course, no offense to any kind of culture.
I'm pretty sure, Dario, many of our German listeners would agree on that a little bit more relaxed every now and then would do quite good to our German business culture. Coming to the last question already, looking a little bit in the future. So what do you expect for Brazil in the next years? Where is Brazil in 5 or in 10 years?
Oh, that's an excellent question. And part of the answer is connected to the previous question of what we can learn from German companies. We know now that nowadays, all over the world is seeking for digitalization. So to create smart factories, smart companies, Internet of Things. This is something that is happening in the country, especially on the past 2-3 years. And we know that the creed, right, of Industry 4.0 is Germany. And I expect for the upcoming years that this will increase and enhance more and more the adoption of collaborative tools, how we properly use data science, process mining, automation, mobile things, everything related to mobile data. This is increasing a lot. So, and from our perspective, we are transformation consultants. We believe that it is quite important to, first of all, create stability, no matter what kind of process you are working with, either a indirect process, direct process, different kind of industries, automotive, make to order or asset production company, it doesn't matter. So first you have to create proper stability, remove waste, standardize the process, and then digitalization on top of that will accelerate, will create speed, the right speed, agility, better customer experience, customer and consumers experience. So I do believe this combination of optimization and digitalization is something that is I expect in the next years in the country. So and we luckily we as we at Staufen are work on this matter as part of the future needs, bringing this kind of learning also from our colleagues, learning from several companies and customers that are applying, that are adopting such kind of technology, combined with proper lean tools, proper optimization tools and methods. I believe this is something for the future.
Thank you, Dario. So we reached the end of today's podcast, and I would really like to thank you, Dario, for being our guest today, not only for taking your time, but also for your interesting insights on Brazil. Yeah, what you found 20 years ago when you found Staufen Tactica do Brasil, how you see the economy today, where the economy is going, where it's heading, where you still see some potentials for optimizations regarding the lean principles and other aspects, especially in the close collaboration with your colleagues from Germany, but also the other way around, where Germany can pick up on some flexibility and relaxation when it comes to business. Anything else you would like to add, Dario?
Well, I'm very glad for being part of this podcast for change. I'm very happy. And if anyone has any interest in Brazil, in the industries, in the country, sectors, whatsoever, I'll be very happy and glad to share. Please connect with me via my LinkedIn, Dario Spinola, and send a note. I'll be very happy to chat with all of you. Thank you, Chilo, once again.
Great. So thank you all for listening. See you in our next podcast and have a nice day. Your host, Thilo Gresacke. Bye-bye.